highs and lows, life and death. I'm John Johnson, and we'll talk about it next on MHSAA Perspective. March Magic is now in full swing, and the first half of the winter tournament run has had its share of highs and lows. How about starting off with a high of 10 in a row for the Marquette Redettes? Their domination of the pools in the Upper Peninsula continued as the tournament season started, with the school running its UP title mark to 10 consecutive years in girls swimming and diving. And I've talked before about the highs and lows on the wrestling mat. Watching the team wrestling finals at Battle Creek, there were those moments where wrestlers caught lightning in a bottle to pull out victories in dramatic fashion. And I also watched the emotions of those on the receiving ends of those moments, stunned, crying as they felt the sting of defeat. There's nothing wrong with disappointment in sports. In sports, like in life, you win some and you lose some. You win some you had absolutely no business winning, and you lose sometimes when you least expect it. It happens. What happens next, though, is critical. As I read recently through the sportsmanship essays of the 32 young people who are receiving the MHSAA Scholar Athlete Award this year, many talked about their responses to winning and losing, and how they hoped for that response to always be sportsmanlike, to treat highs and lows for what they are, and to come back immediately from those moments with good attitudes. It's a good lesson for all of us at this time of year, where we take the outcome of these games way too seriously, and we allow feelings to linger longer than they should, skewing our perspective regardless if we were on the winning or the losing end of the score. But if that in and of itself isn't enough to snap your head on straight about these games, the sudden death of Fenville's Wes Leonard after his team's basketball victory over Bridgman should be. You would have to have been living under the proverbial rock by now to not have heard about this young man dying of a heart attack moments after making the game-winning shot. Death has been a frequent visitor to my doorstep lately. I spoke on this program a couple of months ago about the loss of a great teacher coach, my father-in-law, Charles Baer, down in Kokomo, Indiana, after a long battle with heart problems. And just a few weeks ago, my own father, Charles Johnson in Mount Pleasant, who taught me the importance of hard work in a lifetime where he dropped out of school during the Great Depression to help his family and later served our country and eluded death from Japanese bullets and malaria in the Pacific Theater in World War II, was suddenly called home. The day after burying my father, I tried to get back into a normal routine, and I kept my MHSAA Network television assignment for that week by journeying down to Fenville to call a game involving Wes Leonard. I already knew Wes Leonard's athletic story well, a talented multi-sport athlete from the same town that gave us the greatest high school athlete this state has ever seen, the Fenville Flash, Richie Jordan. I talked with Leonard's coach and athletic director about the young man and the permanent shadow that Jordan casts in this small town, and I was impressed about what I heard about this young man as a student athlete and as a person. They honored Leonard before the game that night for breaking the 1,000-point mark in career scoring at Fenville, joining the likes of Jordan on a very short list. You could tell the young man was humbled by all of it, and you could see the little kids in the stands applauding their hero. So when the call came in the middle of the night last Thursday about Wes Leonard's death, it was a tough one to take. But again, what we take from what this young man gave us is all important. Time on earth is short. None of us knows the day or the hour. What we need to do is live each moment, knowing the impression that we'll leave on others, and that positive impression that Wes Leonard and so many other kids who are out there playing tournament games right now make on us, tells us that these games are teachable moments from which we all should benefit. And it starts with not treating the games as life or death situations.